بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear respected viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you to a new episode of your program, The Nobles, a program that is been going on for the sake of bringing the lives of those great people into our lives, looking at their own contributions in the books of history. Therefore, we could benefit from history. No other nation on earth has recorded with authenticity the history of its men and women, of its nobles who have contributed abundantly than the Muslim Ummah. Dear viewers, in this new episode of your program, The Nobles, a new noble personality will be presented to you. A man of unique background. In the beginning, he was foreign to the Arabian Peninsula, but later on, he became a resident. A person of great knowledge, not only of Islam. Before that, he had great knowledge of all scriptures. As a matter of fact, he was a Jewish rabbi. A Jewish rabbi who came to Medina along with his tribe, looking forward to see a prophet who would emerge from Arabia. This would take us back to the history of Medina. I'm referring to Medina, meaning the city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was called Yathrib before migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. Before the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina, there were three groups of people living in Medina: Al-Aws, Al-Khazraj, two Arab tribes, and different Jewish tribes who migrated from the northern parts of the Arabian Peninsula to Medina, following some of the teachings that they had on their own scriptures regarding the advent of a prophet who would emerge in a land with certain descriptions that fit that of Yathrib. They hoped that that prophet would be from among them. Anyway, some of their scholars were waiting. One of those great scholars, the Rabbi Al-Husayn ibn Salam, whose name was changed later on to be called Abdullah ibn Salam, may Allah be pleased with him. As Abdullah ibn Salam reports his own story of nobility, of truthfulness, of honesty, he said that when the Jews came to Medina, they found the Arabs the Aus and Khazraj, and most of what they were doing was farming. The Jews came and invested in creating enmity among these two tribes, so they would be in control and they would have an upper hand in manipulating the business and the caravans that were passing by Medina to the northern part of the Arab Peninsula and to the southern part of the peninsula. He said, I was expecting, and most of the Jewish rabbis were expecting a prophet to emerge based on the scriptures that we had. I looked myself and tried to investigate these scriptures, and there is a place in the Old Testament on Acts 3 verse 32 which says according to Peter, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your Lord raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, means like unto Moses. It was interpreted that the brethren of the Jews are the Arabs, because both belong to the two sons of Abraham. May Allah peace and blessing be upon him. Anyway, these teachings were available to the Jewish scholars of that time. Abdullah ibn Salam received the news that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be migrating from Mecca to Medina. He realized that there are many of the people of Medina have already become Muslims, and they were paving the way for the new mission, for the new message, for the new prophet to migrate to them. Abdullah ibn Salam had a sense of truthfulness that this is the prophet mentioned in the scriptures. Every day he would climb his palm trees and look at the way that comes from Mecca, expecting the prophet to come at any moment. He was a person of knowledge. He was a person who was serious in his life. He didn't have time to waste. As a matter of fact, as he said, he devoted his time for three matters: for studying the Torah, one third for studying the Torah, one third for taking care of his family, and one third for worship. One day, while he was pollinating his palm trees in Medina, and if you have ever been to Medina, you will see these palm trees. They always remind me of Abdullah ibn Salam. One day he climbed his palm trees, pollinating them, and he saw figures in the horizon. And later on he heard from some of the Ansar, the supporters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were his neighbors, voices of joy welcoming the arrival of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He jumped out of joy from his palm tree saying Allahu Akbar. His aunt looked at him and she said, Al-Husayn, what's wrong with you? He said, the prophet, the Arabian prophet has come. She said, how about Moses? He said, but aunt, he is a brother to Moses. He is bringing the same teachings of Moses. He immediately went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was trying to find his way among the crowds. He pushed himself until he was face to face with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
If you ask me who my prophet is, I will say, haven't you heard? His name is Muhammad, a mercy to the world, a mercy to the world. If you ask me who my enemy is, I will say, don't you know? If you ask me who my enemy is, he's that same old devil, that same old devil.
Abdullah ibn Salam found himself face to face with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A great crowd chanting طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَاتِ الْوَدَاعِ. Abdullah ibn Salam was astonished by the love by which those people received Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were divided in everything, but when this man came to them, they have become united. The Jewish plan of disuniting them failed. There is a faith that brings them together. Their common ancestry, since they belonged to the same tribe, did not help. But when they came back around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have become united. Before the advent of this man, they had great enmity and revenge. Blood is not wet yet. The battle of Bu'ath, only 6 years old. And many of those have lost their loved ones at the battlefield for nothing but to serve the Jewish cause, just like the Jews are doing nowadays to the Muslims. When Muslims went away from the teachings of Allah, others, the enemies of Islam, were able to disunite them, to find gaps through which they hit the Muslims at the heart, manipulate them. We should learn a lesson from that occasion, the occasion of hijrah, of migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Al-Ansar, the supporters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left their own enmity behind and chose for themselves a new way of life that would unite them, make them one ummah, one nation, not one tribe. Tribalism is over. All paganism is over. All ignorance is over. Abdullah ibn Salam is in the presence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now a new phase in his life started, a stage that led him to paradise. He said, the first words I heard from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were very striking words. I've never heard them from anybody but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's coming to a divided city, to people who are full of revenge. And he said to them his beautiful words, أطعموا الطعام وأفشوا السلام وصلوا الأرحام تدخل الجنة بسلام. Feed the needy. Spread salam. Care for your relatives. You will go to paradise with peace. The message of peace that was accepted by the people of Medina but rejected by many of the Jews. Abdullah ibn Salam heard these words. He believed them because, as he said, as I looked at the Prophet, I realized that he was truthful. That such a man can be none but the Prophet of Allah, that we have the descriptions of his lineage, of his look, of his behavior, of his words in our books. As Allah said in the Quran, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They know him as they know their own children. Abdullah ibn Salam was very happy, was very joyous, to the extent that he approached Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepted this deen immediately. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. He realized that he didn't turn his back to Moses or Jesus or Abraham. No! He was continuing into their path. He was abiding by their rules and teachings. He was adhering to the glad tidings regarding the advent of a new prophet, a brother unto Moses. He went to his family, and all the house of Abdullah ibn Salam accepted al-Islam, accepted peace that the Prophet came to call for. His aunt was hesitant in the beginning, but he said, "Aunt, by Allah, he's saying the truth." He went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "What is your name?" He said, "Al-Husayn ibn Salam." He said, "What do you think about Abdullah ibn Salam?" He said, "By Allah, I love that name from the first time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it to me. And I don't want to be called by any other name but by that name that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called me with." This is how they loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't pretend anything. They were genuine in their faith. They were genuine in their respect. They were genuine in their love. This is, they were truthful with Allah, and Allah is truthful with them. Another incident in the life of this man, immediately after he embraced Islam, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Prophet of Allah, I know the Jews, they are my people. I've been preaching to them for many years. I've been trying to correct their behavior for many years, but I failed. Please hide my Islam." Therefore, they wouldn't know that I had already become a Muslim. And invite their leaders, ask him about me, about my lineage, about my family status, about my knowledge. Because Abdullah ibn Salam is one of the offsprings of Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, of Jacob, the Prophet of Allah. He had a noble lineage among them, noble family. He was their scholar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to the advice of Abdullah ibn Salam, he said, he asked Abdullah ibn Salam to hide away and invited the Jewish nobilities, leaders, to come. They came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He invited them to Islam. They said, how come we change the religion of Moses with any other religion? No way. We have the truth. Though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Medina, he signed a treaty with them. He gave them the right to practice their faith as long as they do not interfere in the lives of Muslims. And thus was called the Constitution of Medina, the first constitution that would grant human rights, rights of belief, rights of choice to human beings in history. لا إكراه في الدين. There is, let be there, no compulsion in religion. So they came to the Prophet ﷺ and tried to convince them regarding some of the teachings that they have. They said, no way. Moses is our prophet, and he is our prophet as well. But they denied that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was a prophet. Because, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Jealousy, envy, that they don't want a prophet to emerge from others who are not Jewish. They felt, and they still feel, that they are the chosen people of God. Everybody else is worthless. Everybody else was created to serve the Jews. And this is why they look down at everybody, even at the people who support them. Anyway, he said to them, what do you think of Abdullah ibn Salam, Al-Husayn ibn Salam? They said, he is our scholar, the son of our scholars. He is one of our nobles, the most noble of us. He said, do you trust him? They said, yes. He teaches us knowledge and the Torah. He is our master and the son of our master. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, what do you think if he becomes a Muslim? They were stunned, but they said, no way! It is impossible for him to accept your religion. He is our rabbi. Then Abdullah ibn Salam, may Allah be pleased with him, came from his hideout. It's not easy to confront your people with the truth. It's not easy to stand alone in front of the strong current. Tied people. It's not easy to stay firm in front of darkness and evil. It's not easy to take yourself away from people with whom you have lived for years. Among them are your relatives, loved ones. But Abdullah ibn Salam said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is a brother into Moses. And you are people of treachery, of falsehood. You have never accepted the truth that Moses came to you with. How come you accept the truth that Muhammad, the Arab prophet, brought to you? Abdullah ibn Salam continued his life with the Prophet ﷺ as scholarly as he was. The Prophet ﷺ brought him glad tidings that he would be one of the people of paradise. He was among the people who attended the liberation of Jerusalem. He became exemplar in his truthfulness, honesty, for all people to come. Dear viewers, this would make the end of this episode about this great noble personality, Abdullah ibn Salam. May Allah be pleased with him. I ask Allah to grant me and you time to meet in another episode about another noble character. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.